The reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 11 to 19. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will all hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Therefore there was a division among the Jews because of these sayings, and many of them said, He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? This is the Gospel of Christ.
See if you recognise any of these voices that are going to come at you thick and fast. There is five of them.
Today, great happiness. I'm humbled that the Nobel Committee...
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Amazing, amazing day. Amazing game. Performance was top draw. Another clean sheet.
First of all, I would like to thank both Houses of Parliament most sincerely for allowing me to stand before you today. I am aware of the very great honor bestowed on me.
I think you have all got a perfect picture. Let's say it together. Lord, make me a channel of your peace.
After the last war, if we had taken common measures for our safety, this renewal of the curse need never have fallen upon.
Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation.
So we come to the fifth week in our series on the I Am Sayings, and all of which are on the website. And I wonder, did you recognise any of those voices? I know they came thick and fast and weren't all that clear, but that's part of the point. We heard from Malala, the young Afghanistani girl who was shot through the head, campaigning for education of girls. There was Harry Kane, England's football captain. There was Angela Merkel, the German head of the German minister. There was Winston Churchill bellowing it out. And there was finally Martin Luther King. You'll see in a minute why I challenge your recognition of voices. Last week's I Am Saying was I Am the Gate, and of course the image is of the gate to the sheep pen, which leads on nicely to today and I Am the Good Shepherd. I mean, there's so much in it. You can read this week's reflection on the newsletter for a few different thoughts on the Good Shepherd, being the one who will even give his own life up for his friends. There's stuff in the passage about the gospel being for everyone, or literally, as it's written, those who will hear the shepherd's voice. That's what I want to concentrate on, that phrase. Jesus says, and they will hear my voice. That's the phrase which takes it beyond its immediate hearers to anyone who wants to listen. The gospel of Christ, the Good Shepherd, is not imposed on anyone, or shouldn't be. It's for those who seek to comprehend the voice or the presence of God. So how do we hear or comprehend the voice of God, the Good Shepherd? Well, now and again, heaven breaks through to earth directly and God speaks directly, as it were. Most notably when Jesus walked the earth. A direct revelation requires only a little faith, because it's there, it's obvious, it's in front of you. One of the most common phrases in the Old Testament is, the word of the Lord came to, and then the prophet's name, Isaiah, Jeremiah, or whatever. Now, I imagine that's often a statement of confidence. Confidence that through prayerful looking and listening under God's guidance, that the word of the Lord has been discerned. Much like I might say to you, the word of the Lord came to Alan, son of Roy. It's your faith that decides whether that is true or not on this particular day. It's not always miraculous. Sometimes hearing the word of God takes time and the use of all our senses. So let's bring it down to earth a little with my... Well, I've made a Celtic Trinity knot as my illustration of hearing the voice of God. And within the Celtic knot, I've put a few visuals just to illustrate what I want to say. There's a smiley face reminding us that we, that you are designed and created by God through your parents. So what do you enjoy thinking about or doing? What makes you smile? What yearnings do you have for the world around you? Hearing God's calling doesn't have to be about doing the jobs no one else wants to do, unless, of course, that makes you smile. The Apostle Paul, for instance, liked travelling. The Apostle Peter didn't particularly, so headed up the church, whereas Paul was sent off on his journeys. Isaiah clearly enjoyed waxing lyrical with his poetry, and so it was that that God used to express to the people what he wanted to say. So, as a first clue to hearing the voice of God, what makes us smile? What do we enjoy doing? And then the second one is the needs around you. What are the needs? Those around you, either at home, in the village, in the area, in the country, throughout the world, endless need that God obviously doesn't expect any one person to sort out. God will do that in God's good time. But poverty of all kinds, loneliness, depression, can all be alleviated. Then there's the need to challenge sin, to challenge greed, to challenge oppression, and those who would discriminate against others. There you are, you hear the voice of God by what you like doing, because that's how God's made you, the needs around you. And the third one, of course, is our Christian inheritance, the Gospels, the New Testament writings, some of our church's history, those who have witnessed to us, and listening to that sense of the eternal that God has planted in us all. I believe our spiritual sense is as real as sight, hearing, taste, etc. But like sight, hearing and taste, it needs stimulating. Reminds me of part of a prayer written about 1600 years ago by a man called Augustine in North Africa, and this was his prayer. Lord, you arouse us so that praising you may bring us joy, because you have made us and draw us to yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. So going back to those three ways of hearing the voice of God. Example, you love talking. Now, there are quite a few people who enjoy chatting. Well, if that alleviates somebody's loneliness or helps communicate something important, then great. But if it's used for gossip, it doesn't fit into our Christian inheritance and understanding. You may have money aplenty, say. There's nothing wrong with that. If you use it well for yourself and others, it'll make you smile. But if you hoard it or use it indulgently or flippantly, it won't fit into our Christian understanding of the world. When it comes to the needs of the world, we can just ignore it or make excuses to get us off the hook. Or we can act in the tiniest way that we can imagine to help. So those three examples, what makes us smile, what the needs of the world are, and our Christian understanding as we've gathered it through the ages. Three parts to help us hear the voice of God. But, you know, you really need to make sure that whatever we do and say fits into at least two of the three categories. Otherwise, it may not be of God. So, some suggestions as to how we hear the voice of that good shepherd who's calling each one of us day by day. Amen.